welcome everyone to this episode of Manufacturing Talk Radio. I'm Tim Grady. I'm here with my co-host, Lou Weiss. Lou is the founder of Manufacturing Talk Radio and Jacket Media Co. He's also the president of All Metals and Forge Group that is the sponsor for Manufacturing Talk Radio. If you're looking for open die forgings or seamless rolled rings for industrial machinery and equipment or aircraft or defense use, steelforge.com is your website to go to. Today, we're going to be talking about industrial wear in those very kinds of plants with Josh Walker and Ted B. Innocentis. They are from the 1620 Workswear Inc. And guys, I have to tell you, I am really excited about chatting with you about workwear because I understand that what you ran across in your previous lives was clothing that, I mean, it was clothing, but it wasn't necessarily comfortable, functional, and actually caused some fatigue by the wearers. So how did you get to where you are, and what makes your clothing different?
Great question. We can kind of bounce back and forth on the answer. Sure. 1620 was founded in 2016. Before that, Ted and I had known each other for over a decade. We both had backgrounds in the recreation and action sports industries. And we'd see each other, you know, throughout the years at many different events and trade shows and things of that nature. And we always, you know, had ideas to potentially start something on our own. We were looking for categories where there was some growth and an active customer base that had, you know, inherently a really good job. And also we're looking to try to disrupt a category that kind of been stuck in its ways a little bit, where there's a lot of, you know, innovation that happens on the outdoor side of things, but specifically like in the workwear clothing category, you know, there wasn't a lot of innovation happening, and we kind of saw a gap, and I can kind of let Ted jump in and give you a little bit of his background as well.
So as Josh said, we've known each other for a long time. I was in the apparel business working for a ski wear brand and got the opportunity in 2010 to move to mainland China and live and work in a garment factory there. And we specialized in activity specific performance apparel. So running, cycling, hunting, fishing, a lot of outdoor recreation stuff, all at the highest end of the market. And then, you know, after all of that business, the company, actually the main driver and the cash cow was the workwear industry. And we produced for one company in Germany. And they had kind of taken this approach for the European market, taking fabrics and textiles from outdoor, the military, mountaineering and alpine sports and bring it into the workwear category, which is, you know, demanding. And they had a lot of success with it. And so as Josh and I were kicking around ideas as to, you know, where the opportunities were, and you know, I think if we followed our real passions, we would have been surfing or skiing or something like that. But objectively, you know, workwear just seemed like, you know, the right opportunity where there was zero innovation in the workwear category in North America for 70, 80 years, call it, you know, maybe even 100 years. There hadn't been, you know, any of the technology advancements that had been applied to the other apparel industries like outdoor, like athleisure. Even sportswear and office wear had become more performance oriented, and workwear was just kind of left behind. And so we saw a real opportunity to use the best fabrics and bring, you know, the best materials, the best construction, modern workmanship and techniques into the workwear category. And as Josh said, we launched in 2016, and we've been going hard ever since.
So you all know Levi Strauss, I'm sure. Your predecessors, and they came up with the blue jeans, and here it is 150, 200 years later, and they're still selling like crazy. So you may have picked really a hot market, because okay, blue jeans are blue jeans. What is there, any style to your clothes? Is there, you said that there's certain functions, is there strength, cooling, heating, you know, whatever the requirement is. Is your clothes made and designed with that in mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think it encompasses everything. I mean, from, you know, from the beginning, we wanted to create a product that was aesthetically different. You know, a pant is a pant, and it's tough to make a pant look different. But we did, I think, succeed in making something that is very unique looking, specifically in the workwear category. And that's, you know, we applied some ergonomic and feedback from the marketplace. So just different design on the back pocket, different design on the side pocket, a slightly different fit, unique logo placement. And just so from optically, you're able to get people, you know, asking, what is that? You know, what are you wearing? And kind of drawing people in that sense. And then, you know, we really went from the ground up on the performance side, where we took best in class materials that are, you know, we tested in the lab 10x more abrasion resistant than 100% cotton duck that some of our competitors are using at the same weight. It dries twice as quick. It meets no melt, no drip FR standards, and just really focused on performance on that side as well. And then, you know, on the ergonomics and the fit, you know, it's a little bit more, I would say, tailored. It's certainly not slim or whatever, but it's really designed so that, you know, the wearer is not carrying around all this extra fabric that, you know, the traditional workwear brands have to make these big boxy products so that people can move in them. But with our fabrics and ergonomic fit, you're actually carrying around a couple pounds less of fabric just because of the wear construction.
So not to put you on the spot, but I'll put you on the spot. Do you have a pair of pants behind you showing a special pocket design?
We do. This is probably a great example right here. So this is our Tweave DuraStretch fabric. This is a four-way stretch cargo pant. You can see that, you know, this cargo pocket specifically is designed into the pant, not just on top of the pant, but it will also billow out full YKK zipper. It can really be used as a unique cargo pocket. Inside the pocket, there's also another hidden stealth pocket design in here. So just everything really overthought, but, you know, not just like adding a bunch of pockets onto it where a lot of, you know, it's just.
Is that a button or a zipper?
Oh, it's a zipper. Yeah, zipper. So this is one of our highest end pairs of pants, full four-way stretch, super durable, very lightweight, wicks, breathes, dries insanely quick, really easy to move in.
Now, is that really made for a work environment, or is it made also to be, you know, a cool 18-year-old wearing a pair of your pants with all those pockets and so on and so forth, looking cool? So do you have much of that market?
You know, everything's really designed with skilled labor in mind, you know, and over 70% of our customer base, you know, is skilled labor. Is there some trickle over to weekend warrior and some lifestyle applications? You know, absolutely. But we're not, you know, designing or kind of speaking to that customer directly. It's just sort of a crossover that all workwear brands would have to that lifestyle customer, but we're really trying to make longer lasting, better performing workwear, you know, for skilled labor.
And the pants that you showed us, what kind of retail price would that go for?
Those are $274.
I'm sorry?
$274 retail.
Okay. I'm a little rocked off my rocker here.
Yeah. Look, I think that there's, you know, on that pant specifically, right, and you define like what work is, you know, there's the skilled trades, there's licensed trades, there's laborers, and then the guys that are wearing that pant actually might be operators. They might be in the military, they might be first responders, they might be working, you know, in a fire station or need something that's a little bit more tactical approach to their job versus
right.
Somebody that's just out there swinging a hammer or twisting a wrench. And so there's going to, you know, various aspects like the.
Is there any fireproofing or waterproofing or anything of that nature attached to it?
Yeah, on that pant specifically not, but we do have on our Nyko, which is our cotton-based fabric, that meets no melt, no drip, NFPA 1975. So that's for like welding, grinding. It's actually the same level that firefighter station wear is in U.S. military gear is. So it's not for you know, linemen or oil and gas industries that are highly regulated, but it is in like the second tier below that, the next tier below.
So how long of a warranty do you have on that for $274?
Lifetime.
Yeah. So all of our products are backed with a lifetime guarantee. And that, of course, I pulled the most expensive pair of pants off the rack. You know, our price point category, they start at 128, they go up to 276.
A good pick.
No, but that's our highest end, our flashiest pant for sure. You know, we offer a solid warranty. We fix, repair, and replace pants. But to be honest, you know, this many years in the marketplace, there's not a lot of stuff that's come back. You know, we are really focused on making stuff that is that durable, mm-hmm.
and that long lasting. And just to really address the kind of the waste that's in the category, workwear is super, super wasteful category. A lot of pants get just trashed in a week, 2 weeks time and thrown away. You know, and that's where we've really seen the biggest issue with working guys is the biggest complaint is just the durability and how long pants last. Yeah, you might be spending 40, 60, 70 bucks on them. But if they're only lasting you 2, 3, 4 weeks, you know, over time, you're going to wind up spending just as much, you know, money.
Yeah,
right. And that real value proposition is buying something that's going to last longer, that has a warranty, that's, you know, made well enough that you can actually can repair it and can keep it in the field.
Where are 1620 products sold? Is it retail outlets, department stores, industrial wear stores, online?
Yes, we're all online, direct to consumer. Currently, we do have a pretty decent little B2B business as well too. We offer some uniform program and customization for a lot of small to mid-sized businesses. But right now, currently, that is the distribution channel.
Why don't you give our listeners your URL address, your online business address?
Sure, it's 1620USA.com, so 1620USA.com.
Excellent. And your product is manufactured in the USA, which is nice to hear. What caused you to go that direction when you had the experience of China for a half decade or more?
I mean, I think there's a couple of different buckets or a couple of different reasons. I think, you know, one of the main ones, you know, I think we wanted to prove that it could be done here. You know, I had some tremendous experience with, you know, manufacturing in Asia and working with top tier suppliers across the world. And funny enough, some of the best fabric suppliers in the world are based in the US and also in our home state of Massachusetts. And so, you know, while I was in China, we were importing quite a bit of raw material and fabric from this area where we live now, cutting it and sewing it into finished garments in China, and then shipping the garments back to be sold at outdoor stores or ski wear outlets or hunting stores here in the US. And it was kind of counterintuitive that the carbon footprint was so big and the lead times were so long and all these things where, you know, we have a rich history of manufacturing stuff here, especially in the tailoring and suiting aspect of apparel. And the fabric was made here, and that, you know, that didn't, there was no reason that I could think of that we couldn't make the best workwear here as well, because we had all the ingredients to make it. We just had to, you know, orchestrate the supply chain. And so we were able to kind of do that, you know, and the secondary part of it is that, you know, we really wanted to, you know, didn't say one, it would prove that it could be done here, but two, really just, you know, support American jobs and, you know, I believed even back then that regional supply chains were going to be the key to success for any business, not just our own business, but any business. And, you know, if we were going to start with a greenfield opportunity and create our own path, we wanted to, you know, create something that was going to be longer lasting and more sustainable. And, you know, now fast forward to 2021, where you have this global supply chain snafu with lots of logistics issues and labor issues and pricing issues, you know, we've had, you know, last year was our best year ever. And this year we're going to be, you know, significantly higher growth over last year. And the supply chain is one of the reasons of that. The demand is great, but the supply chain to be able to support it is strong. So.
And a 35% duty on imported work clothes helps you, I would think, significantly.
For sure. And on that point, you know, when we started out, we were making a couple hundred pairs of pants at a time with our factory. If we wanted to go to China and make a couple hundred pairs of pants, it would generally be done in a sample room, and we would be paying 2 and 3 times upcharge. With the duty, we would have been paying pretty much the same price that we pay now. You know, fast forward to our volumes now, we would probably get some price breaks, but certainly in the beginning, I believe it was cheaper for us to do it and you know, quicker to market, all the things that kind of go along with made in
USA. So you make other garments other than pants. I see something with shoulders back there. What do you got back there?
We do hoodies, vests, shirt jackets, work shirts, t-shirts. You know, we are focused now on pants because it's the most consumable item for the customer. It's the item that he puts on with his boots. He can't take off, has a huge impact on his day. And there's a lot of dissatisfaction in pants right now. You know, we noticed really early on going out to job sites, doing all of our work on intel,
wise, that there's a lot of other brands kind of proliferating the job site that weren't technically workwear, because guys really couldn't find what they're looking for with the traditional work pants. So we saw the biggest opportunity with pants, but you know, our hoodie product has been really revolutionary for us and is super cult following. We've made an amazing hoodie and reinforced it, you know, with Cordura 500D ballistic nylon in key places, kangaroo pockets on elbows, oversized hood for hard hats, all YKK. And one thing too, all the materials and all of our clothing is all, are all US made, US milled as well too, as well as like zippers, shanks, buttons. So it's,
and, know,
it's,
and how much is that reinforced hoodie cost?
So our hoodie price ranges range from $99 to $168.
Okay. It'll last a lifetime.
It's real premium based stuff. And you know, the one thing we have noticed this year is less price aversion, because costs are going up. You know, they're going up across the board with everything in workwear and clothing included. With the emerging middle class in Asia and even some of the new places that everyone's making clothing, and Ted knows them all, you know, offhand really quick. Duties, expenses, labor, raw materials, all these kind of things. You know, we're definitely more cost competitive now than when we first started. Yeah. And again, it's this customer, he's used to the value prop of buy once, cry once. He's used to it in tools. He's used to it in footwear. He knows what a premium item means in terms of longevity and you know, what, you know, you get what you pay for at the end of the day, specifically around the customer in this category.
From a marketing standpoint, I'd just like to comment on the name of your company, 1620 Workwear. I think that's even better than wearing a yellow canary jacket.
I don't know if anything better than that. Those jackets, those things are awesome. Hall of Fame.
You have no idea the stories that Tim and I have when we go to conventions and conferences, and we go dressed like this. We could do another hour show.
I'm sure, yeah.
But seriously, the name 1620 really pops, and I would run that up the flagpole.
Right on.
In your advertising and marketing.
For sure.
So, gentlemen, what are you hearing back from the wearer, the purchaser and wearer of this workwear?
Great feedback. You know, just there's so much dissatisfaction in the category, and there's a lot of loyalty, right? There's the big workwear brands that everyone's super loyal to, and we have a lot of respect for them. But you get a guy that's buying one specific brand, say maybe the last 10 years of his life, and he's so dissatisfied, even though he's given this company so much money, all he does is kind of, you know, hammer on it and has a lot of negative things to say about it. So the one really good strong point at our price point is the social proof, the customer reviews. We just get a lot of great, great feedback from the customer. And that kind of really reflects in our online repeat purchase rate. You know, once a guy buys the stuff, wears it, gets his hands on it, he kind of slowly replaces his whole workwear collection, because nothing is going to feel the same. And he wants that same fit, performance and style. So it's been a lot of good feedback. And we take all the feedback from our customers super serious in terms of anything we do color-wise, development-wise, detail-wise. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, what we're making has to perform. It's a no BS customer, and we got to make sure that the stuff checks out for them. But, you know, the product is, you know, all Ted. He's on the brand side of things, and Ted's done an amazing job creating a product that's really disrupted the category. You know, we're the only guys that do sell workwear at this price point, you know, currently. And it's definitely changed the way, you know, everyone's kind of looked at workwear. We had a lot of eyeballs on us early on, and a lot of eyeballs on us continuously from the bigger workwear brands, because it's a price point they all want to achieve at some point as well too. If you can get a hardworking guy to spend this much money on a sweatshirt, a shirt jacket, a pair of pants, and come back to the well and buy 3, 4, 5, 6 more garments, it's been hard earned. There's no way to really kind of BS your way to that. You got to just kind of win one customer at a time and deliver on what you plan.
Have you thought about or doing any corporate campaigns where selling to a corporation for their employees, identified, branded, you know, like General Electric or Boeing or whatever. Are you doing any of that for corporations to buy goods for their employees?
Yeah, I mean, we do quite a bit of it. Actually, it's right now currently passive, just through our website, where an employee might buy a one-off, you know, they might buy a pair of pants or a hoodie and show it to their boss
or
supervisor. And that leads, we've done some, you know, several hundred piece orders with hoodies. We've done some pant orders. We have some guys, you know, one of the initial benchmarks and You know, we're a startup, we raise money. One of the initial benchmarks that we used back in 2016 was, and there was an article that a plumber in the San Francisco Bay Area makes $180,000 a year. And so we benchmarked that and we used that in our pitch presentation. And our first bulk pant order was actually from, I think it's called California Coast Plumbers, which is in the Bay Area. And they bought 100 pair of pants and they came back and bought another 100 pair of pants 12 months later. So it's actually, you know, one of these things where it's there. We're currently focused just, you know, online, but the and fulfilling that online demand, because with this corporate business, there's an expectation of discounting. There's also an expectation of urgency where if we don't have the inventory now, they're going to move on to the brand that does have the inventory to fulfill the order. So we're working towards that. Our sweet spot on these B2B side, you know, the 15 to 30 person company that's got, you know, wants to do holiday gifting, or they have, you know, a small crew of electricians or plumbers or carpenters that, you know, they want to outfit everyone with a hoodie and a t-shirt and a hat. That's really our wheelhouse. And the larger guys that are very time sensitive, price sensitive, we haven't really cracked that yet. Although again, people that are looking for American made and the best product, you see the, you know, not to call it other brands, but you see Patagonia and you see the North Face doing these large scale uniform opportunities. And, you know, those are expensive garments. These guys are spending, you know, several hundred dollars per one, you know, outfit to give to their employees when they're buying those brands. And so we don't see ourselves as much different. So we see that opportunity as pretty big in the future. It's just a resource game and inventory and on demand and timing and stuff like that, that, you know, we're a very small team. There's just six of us right now. So, we fill in and focus our efforts on where we can make the biggest impact currently.
Josh, what about color? We see the colors of the wear that you have in the background. Is it a full spectrum of color that they can have?
We only make black. Now we've kept
the Henry Ford approach. All right.
You know, black's popular. It stays because it stays so clean. It's definitely number one colorway, but a dark brown, forest greens, khaki. We do a full uniform blue through all of our clothing as well too. We do sell a good amount to law enforcement. We've been approved for a couple of Class C uniforms through a few police forces. We sell a lot to the operator community, special forces community. They're looking for those kind of colors as well too. Grays, heather gray, dark granite gray, pretty core colorway. You know, the earth tones are like khaki, green, brown, and then it's, you know, a dark granite, a light gray, and a dark black. Pretty universal colors.
I don't think you're going to find many guys working on the shop floor that's going to be wanting to wear a canary yellow jumpsuit.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Unless for safety purposes, I don't think so. Even though
right.
But the red looks good.
Another red shirt. Yeah, that's a customer of ours, Austin Speed Shop out of Texas. But, you know, to touch on Lou's question, a lot of the opportunities have come from, you know, we've got a lot of one-on-one Boeing customers. We have a lot of customers from John Deere at some of these plants, and they'll buy stuff on their own personally. They'll kind of run it up the ladder to their foreman, their purchasing guy, and try to get us some uniform opportunities because they like the stuff so much, and maybe they want some stuff for like holiday gifting. So we've been able to kind of infiltrate kind of through that way, through actual customers that are buying it, that are working in small manufacturing or light manufacturing. And it's been pretty cool to see. We have a good amount of Boeing customers actually. So it's cool to see those guys and get the pictures, even though we have to be careful where we post them sometimes if they're working on some sensitive engines or whatnot. But that's been really interesting to see. And that's how we want it to happen, rather than just advertising to the guy who's in charge of purchasing stuff, getting the workforce to go up and talk to the guy. Hey, I love this stuff. You should check it out. You know, you should take a look at this stuff. That kind of also happened. Where's the shipyard in BIW in Maine. So it's been cool to kind of see those things start to happen. And as we grow, we're hopefully can take advantage of those opportunities more.
I think you got to write a book called Backdoor Marketing.
Snap-on Tools and Mac Tools, their claim to fame was putting the truck right there at the place where the mechanic was working, directly to the mechanic. So I think you're on the right path of selling directly to the wearer, who will then promote your product. No, smart absolutely. Product, good ideas.
Thank you. Yep.
Well, we appreciate having you on Manufacturing Talk Radio. And if, as you develop new and improved or different, we'd like to get back in touch with you at 1620 and see where you guys are going and what you've innovated and generally how you're doing. So keep in touch with us. We appreciate having you on the show.
Thanks a lot, Tim. Lou, if you guys need any gear, let us know. We'll hook you up with a good deal.
That's great. Good luck. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Pleasure. That's terrific. I'm tempted to go out and buy a hoodie. It's only $169. I'd get the better one. Is that with logos and everything?
We can, yeah. There's a minimum order for logos. We try to keep it about 14 pieces for us to do it, just to kind of get the embroidery shop or the screen print shop doing it. But we do custom stuff.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind for when Christmas comes around here.
Please do.
So thank you very much for being on the show. We really appreciate it. Found it interesting, and just keep plugging away at those backdoor marketing techniques.
Thank you, sir.
Take care now.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Tim?
And we appreciate from Josh and Ted from 1620USA.com, from 1620 Workwear, being on the show with us. Please go to their website, check out their products. I will be doing so myself because I occasionally get into some outdoor rough and rugged work around the yard, and I'd like a shirt that could take a beating and some pants that could take a beating as well. So I'm glad you guys manufacture in the USA, even your component parts as zippers and buttons. And so we appreciate having them on the show. For all of you listening, please go to jacketmediaco.com for all of our shows, which you can see behind Lou there. And as always, thank you for listening to this episode of Manufacturing Talk Radio.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.